You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Okay, so we are back, and we are not going to do much host chat at the beginning because we are doing a full episode of Ask Us Anything later on in the week. So we're just going to get right on into it. Hi, Tamara.
Hi. I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
I know, and I want to know all about camping and all of the things, but I guess I'll ask you on the next episode.
Okay. Because it's so exciting.
I mean, we got to get straight to business here, apparently.
Straight to business.
I feel like I'm about to be having to be added to a housewife headline, though, because...
What did you do now?
I didn't even do anything, but below... So Watch What Happens Live is airing on next Sunday. And right. Below Andy's tweets, everyone and their mother is sending messages like... We saw that your dad wasn't standing at the national anthem yesterday at the Colts game. And I can already feel like, you know, I can feel in my DMs on Twitter, all the things like it's about to go.
And do
bananas.
You feel like you have to answer for him?
Well, I know he doesn't talk to like the press and stuff like that. And I don't know. I feel like I don't want people to have the perception that he wasn't doing it because he was like being lazy, you know, it wasn't like his legs were tired. Like I that's not who he is. But since as long as I can remember, my dad has never stood for the national anthem. He's never once told me I couldn't. He comes from the age of love and peace, and he believes that the national anthem is a war song Instead, he views Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land as a substitute anthem. He's been to countless games, and he's never stood for the anthem once. He loves this country as much as anybody, but as this is the land of the free, it's his right not to stand for something he considers to be a war anthem. And I know that people are going to be, I'm simply saying this because I'm passing along the way that he feels about something. And I don't know why someone took a picture of something and is making it a, you know, this is something he's always done.
Well, that's because the press likes to do shit like that. And sometimes when you talk, I mean, at least you know, he won't talk about it. So you're talking about it, giving his explanation to why, which honestly, he or you don't owe anybody an explanation. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I know. You know? I mean, as Tamara should say, I saw you listening to the Cougs over
there. Well, evidently, Eddie just realized who John Mellencamp is, and he downloaded all his songs, and we played them on a loop all the way to Ocotillo Wells. Well, so I have them very fresh in my mind. I had no idea John Mellencamp sang this song and this song and this song. Yes, babe, he did.
Well, do you want me to give you a little tease from Watch What Happens Live?
Yes.
The Cougs and I sing a song together.
It's not the national anthem, right?
No, it's not the national. Oh my gosh. But so you guys have to tune in to Watch What Happens Live this Sunday and let us know your thoughts.
Okay, had a good time on Watch What Happens Live. You're not worried about anything he said or did.
No.
or yourself.
No, it was.
You didn't cause any shit, did you?
I mean, I probably did, but.
Are you going to be on Reality Blurb again this week?
When am I not on Reality? When are you not on Reality Blurb either?
I don't think
but
I'm on there.
The most embarrassing part was after, like, I could tell right when he saw me, because he never came to see me in the dressing room before, because I know that he was like worried I was going to try to like tell him what to do or something. And he was like, I'm not even addressing the situation. So I'm with like Julius and Caroline and they're getting me glammed. And they're like, did he just walk right past you? I'm like, yep, he knows I'm going to try to micromanage the situation. He's not having it. So when I walk out, he immediately looks at me and he's like, you're going to wear that? I can see like your legs. Like it's, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So after Watch What Happens Live, we go eat at Balthazar. The place that's all over the press because James Corden was, I guess, allegedly mean to one of the servers. And my dad's like, you need to change. I'm like, all I have here is sweats and a big old sweatshirt and like a fuzzy thing. And I don't have any other shoes. And he's like, well, looks like you're going to have to wear your sweats and your heels. And that's how I went to Balthazar.
Okay. Why? He just doesn't want you to show skin when you're with him.
It's as if I'm 12 years old. So the second Watch What Happens Live ended, he's like, nope, you're changing. Absolutely not.
Does
like,
he know normally that thing he wears around his neck sometimes, whatever that is, that's basically what you wear as a skirt when you go out?
I can't really tell what that neck thing is. If it's a mask so he can all of a sudden pull it up and be a mask. I'm not sure. But yeah, New York was fun. It was a lot, but it was fun.
So let's talk about our good friend, Jen Shaw, because I was notified when I was camping over the weekend that she had some things to say about us.
Oh, my God. What did she say about us? Was it?
We call ourselves twats, but she calls us two pussies in a pod.
Two pussies in a pod. And
I think she took that twat word just a little too far.
And I don't even remember the guy's name, but
up and Adam.
Oh my gosh.
Was it up and Adam? I think so.
We want to give him
I actually like him. I've done his show before. He sent me a message. He says, if you see, my hands were in my head when she was talking about you. And he said, all I can think about is, oh shit, Tamara's going to be mad at me. I'm like, I'm not mad. You're doing an interview. She's saying what she's going to say. Clearly. Well, I didn't even hear the full interview. I don't know if you have. So maybe you have some more information about
it. No, I did not listen to the full interview. I'm at the point now. I really don't have anything. If somebody who has just pleaded guilty to all of these things is going to call us two pussies in a pod, go for it, honey.
Like, I mean, her credibility is huge, right? And I think Andy Cohen agrees. So Andy Cohen doesn't think that Jen Shah will be returning to season 4 of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City because of one major potential obstacle. She's being sentenced on December 15th. So I don't know what to say to people who want her on the show. I hope, how about she won't be back? She'll be a little busy. So anyways, I have a feeling she's not going to be available to be on the show. That's a long time, Cohen said to us. Some people on Twitter were saying, we want Jen next season. And I'm like, okay, well, talk to the judge. And he also revealed that the cast for the upcoming Legacy in New York City is close to being finalized. When asked whether Bethany Frankel would be among the former cast members to return, he said she isn't friends with any of the women anymore. The great thing that I've loved about the Legacy women is through the years, they actually do hang out when the cameras aren't rolling. They're really in touch, which is good. I think that makes like a cast solid. Yeah, I feel like Beverly Hills does the same thing. Oh my God, we should watch some like Tamara's OC wedding and recap it.
Oh, I haven't even seen it. You realize that.
Oh my God, I can't even watch it.
You need to watch old episodes of because, you know, I didn't start watching any of The Housewives until I started on Beverly Hills. So I don't know old Tamara.
Well, I'm old Tamara now. I was younger Tamara.
Previous Tamara. Previous Tamara. Lack of a better word, previous Tam.
Yeah, I mean, those were the good old days when it wasn't really about stardom or anything like that. You were just who you were, and you know, acted like a fool, and you got called out. And yeah, I'm kind of like that this year too.
Oh, Remember when you said, you know what, if I ever went back, I'm just gonna, you know, take a breath.
I know. I felt like I had some built-up anger from being off the show for a couple of years.
You know what? That can happen.
It can happen. Like it definitely has come out.
Well, I can't wait to see. The next one is Candy Burris' spinoff, Candy and the Gang, is canceled after one season as Real Housewives of Atlanta star says she deserves a second season. Candy Burris' spinoff, Candy and the Gang, has been canceled. And as she and her castmates remain hard at work on the upcoming 15th season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy has confirmed the cancellation of her former series. The series followed the staff at her restaurant, Old Lady Gang, which she co-owns with her husband, Todd. Honestly, I'm not ready to give any statement. I really haven't put my thoughts into words. I have not written a statement, Candy told Love B. Scott on November 17th. According to the outlet, sources claimed in September that Bravo wouldn't be renewing Candy and the Gang due to, quotes, low interest and disappointing ratings. All I can say is that I really love our show, Candy and the Gang, and everyone in it. Candy continued, I feel like it deserves a second season. People ask me about the show every day. There will be disappointed fans, and I'm disappointed.
Do you know what the ratings were?
I don't, but I do know that the ratings, I think, have changed on a lot of the shows now that there's all the different streamings and whatnot. I do think it's really hard to base a show on one season, especially in the reality television world. Like, think of, like, I'm hoping we're going to get a great second season of Dubai, because Dubai was really hard for me this past season. But I'm willing to give it a shot because,
well, sometimes just takes
we're just
time.
Getting to know everybody.
Yeah. It's like having a first time housewife come in on a, you know, like Beverly Hills or Orange County. Like, we have a new one this season. It definitely, I'm not talking about her on my show, but definitely sometimes you need two seasons to try to figure them out. Because the first season, you're just trying, they're trying to get to know people. And so, yeah, we'll see about Dubai.
We'll see.
We'll see. But Denise Richards is shaken up and terrified after being involved in a road rage shooting incident. Denise Richards is very shaken up after her vehicle was shot at during a road rage incident in Los Angeles, people confirmed. Denise and her husband, Aaron, were driving to Popsicle Studio in Los Angeles, where Richards was filming an upcoming project when the scary shooting incident happened last Monday. She was very shaken up and terrified, but she was a trooper, and she went and filmed the whole day, a source on the set told People. She didn't want to not show up to work. According to the source, Richard was riding in her passenger seat of their Ford F-150 Shelby pickup truck while Aaron was behind the wheel. As the couple headed to the movie shoot in South Los Angeles, Aaron noticed that a golden maroon van, that's a sign right there, was following them. Aaron could tell he kept making rights because they were clearly being followed, a source says. The guy was obviously pissed behind him. My question is, like, what did he do to piss them off? Why, if they're being followed? We've seen Aaron's temper before on Beverly Hills.
But also, remember when Aaron, we were all at that dinner party and Aaron said that has like the government following him because he has a cure for.
Oh, so he's got a case of paranoia.
Well, I mean, obviously there's something going on, but who knows?
I don't know. He was claiming the van was on his tail, pushing him almost. They couldn't figure it out. Eventually, a van pulled up to their left and Aaron rolled down his window to confront the driver.
Okay. No.
So no, you don't do that. Obviously, if you feel like you're being followed. During their exchange, the source says the man went off on them and claimed Aaron cut him off. And so realized the man shot the back of the truck. Thankfully, nobody was injured in the incident. Well, guys, if you are in a road rage incident, I don't think that you should pull over and roll your window down.
But also, this is what I'm confused about. This is a new report than the ones that we were reading originally. Originally, it was like something like he let the guy pass. And there was all of this is new information to me, this rolling down the window.
I think there's more to this story. It just doesn't sound logical to just like you said, the first story was very much like we were just driving and he followed me and then he just shot the back of my truck. It's like, come on.
But also, and I'm not, listen, when it's terrible. I can't imagine the amount of fear that I personally hate guns. I think that
hate driving.
I hate driving and I hate guns. So pretty much I'll just be living here at my desk until the end of time. But I also am a little bit confused. Once the driver drove off, they shot. Why didn't they call the cops?
I think they did because the original article.
No, the original article said no cops were called until they got to the studio.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I read. Maybe they were right in front of the studio. Maybe they wanted to get out of the scene. I don't know. Maybe they didn't know you'd have to know that your car was shot at. There's going to be a noise. I had a rock hit my window the other day, and it broke my windshield, and it made a huge, loud pop. So no, I got to believe a gunshot's going to make a
statement. Really beyond frightening. And then there's, of course, tons of paparazzi pics of her outside, you know.
Well, again, thankfully, nobody was injured. And can we move on to Paris Hilton?
Yeah. Can you do this one too? Thanks.
Oh, sure. Paris Hilton claps back after mom Kathy says she's struggling to get pregnant. Paris Hilton clapped back at her mom, Kathy Hilton's recent claim that she's struggling to get pregnant. The socialite who married Carter Room last year has opened up about trying to have a baby in the past, but she insists that it hasn't been difficult. In a new interview, I don't know where she got that, meaning her mom. She told TMZ on Wednesday, it's never been a struggle at all. Paris went on to clarify that she and her husband have been stocking up and have tons of embryos that have all just been waiting for the IVF process. Paris' reaction comes just one day after Kathy made headlines for speaking out about Paris's struggle in the interview with E! News. It breaks my heart because I know she is trying and trying, and I always say, just relax, she told the outlet. So many people, they struggle, and it doesn't just happen like that.
I mean, here's from someone who I definitely struggled, you know, with the IVF process, but I also wouldn't want anybody else to speak
talking
on it.
About in my, it.
And regardless, you know, but the first thing that comes to my mind is all, you know, in regards to Paris is she's probably, you know, before Paris was really upset that, you know, other people on the show were talking about her mom. It doesn't feel so good when it comes back around to you.
Right. I mean, I can understand why she would be upset that her mom's talking about her own fertility issues. But I mean, clearly she is having issues because she's going through IVF, right?
No, I don't think so. I think that, I mean, I have no idea.
I didn't have to do IVF, so I'm not that.
So no, but if you're of a certain age, and you're not ready to have a baby yet, yeah, they will have you do IVF so that you have like the healthiest embryos possible when you do decide to get pregnant.
Well, Kathy's making it sound like they're trying and telling her she needs to relax and it's not happening.
Right. But Paris is coming forward and saying, that's not true. I don't know where my mom got that. We're right. simply going through the process so that we have the healthiest embryos.
Yeah.
I think she said something like, we've had a really busy year and when we're ready, we've got what we need. So I think no one should really, I think that was Kathy really stepped in it there. And
prior to Kathy being on the Housewives, did she do a lot of press?
If she did, I never saw it.
Yeah, either did I. I'm just wondering, do you know how sometimes the press can catch you off guard and you're like, you don't know what to say and you answer a question and afterwards you're like, shit, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I'm just playing devil's
advocate. This is a pretty long response though.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I think you probably, I don't know. I still am stuck on, I watched the Paris Hilton documentary and I'm not over it.
I have not seen it. Should I watch it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it on Netflix?
I don't remember, but it's on one of the streamings and it was really like, it's a really, it's a lot. So
is that where they talk about when she goes to boarding school?
It's not just boarding school.
Oh, okay.
She was like taken in the middle of the night. Like it's,
oh shit.
It's a lot. Oh, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
The next one is Larsa Pippen is not exclusively dating Marcus Jordan after viral cheating video. Larsa Pippen isn't sweating that viral video showing Marcus Jordan cheating on her because the two are still seeing other people. Page Six can exclusively reveal Larsa and Marcus aren't exclusively together. They're dating. A source familiar with the situation told us Thursday after a clip showing Jordan making out with a mystery woman went viral. It's so new, our insider said of Pippen and Jordan's romance. They're just enjoying time getting to know each other. Our informant added that the Real Housewives of Miami star, 48, doesn't want to jump into an exclusive relationship right now. Pippen and Jordan, 31, first sparked dating rumors in September, but sources insisted at the time that the two were nothing more than friends. I'm sorry. I'm calling bullshit on this.
Yeah.
There is, and I like Larsa. We've had, like, you know,
Yeah, I do too. I love her.
But there is no way that you don't have a moment of like, what the fuck?
So he was caught with somebody else and now she's just basically saying, well, why not exclusive?
Yeah. But I think there was a recent post or something that was saying they were, you know, like there was something that kind of confirmed their relationship, regardless if they're exclusive or not.
Nobody wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that. Yeah, it's got to make you feel like crap. Like if I saw that, I'm not sure I'd be like, well, I really want to keep getting to know him better. Like that would be hard for me.
Well, Lisa Rinna has made it clear that she will work with anyone, including Kathy Hilton. Real Housewives star Lisa Rinna says she'd be down to have anyone on the reality show with her, Kathy Hilton included. This comes after Kathy said she's not coming back unless Lisa is out. We got Lisa leaving Jade's Market in Beverly Hills, and Kathy's ultimatum doesn't seem to bother her, saying there isn't a soul she can't work with. I can work with anybody, she said. Lisa was also asked if she would work with Heather Dubrow, and Lisa replied, I love Heather Dubrow. She's a great housewife. And when asked if Andy Cohen has said anything about it, she says she hasn't heard a thing. Unclear if Lisa's actually coming back. Mum's the word on whether she'll make a return. Do you know anything about that?
I do not. I don't think anything's been decided like that. I think the interview and it's not as if she was just giving up this information that I'll work with anyone. She's walking out with flowers. Like she's moving fast. She's got a bandana on her head.
Looks like she just worked out.
She's going for it. Like she's not trying to have this conversation.
They followed her all the way to her car.
Yeah. And like, she never once stopped. And they're like, do you want to cut? Like, are you coming back? Blah, blah, blah. And they just start grilling her. And she's trying not to be rude, but she's giving as much answers as she can. But she ends as she's like putting something in the car. They're like, would you come back even if Kathy Hilton was there? And she said, I can work with anyone. So, I mean, it's all in the headline, but I guess we'll just have to stay tuned.
I feel like she was just trying to be positive and not, which is so unlike her. She's not trying to stir up any shit. She was just being, yes, anybody. I'll take anybody.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But yeah, I guess we stay tuned. Let's take a little break and we'll come back and discuss Potomac.
Oh, so much to discuss.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back to talk about Potomac and
overall thoughts on this episode.
Potomac's so good.
It is good, but it was a little over the top. The end, like the last 10 minutes was like a little unbelievable.
Mia is M-I-A. Messy.
Okay, she is getting on my nerves. That Mia is getting on my nerves.
The fact that Mia has made Wendy likable is a real...
Really? Okay, so Wendy was not likable. I swear, I'm going to get around. Now that I'm not filming, I'm going to get around to watch past seasons because it will help me. But I felt bad for Wendy. She definitely will get to it, but she definitely took it too far after, you know, the drink was thrown. Because if somebody threw a drink at me like that, it would be rough.
I mean, I feel like Giselle should be getting an EP credit because she... I mean, you have to go back. So you didn't watch past seasons, but with Monique, when Monique and Candace got in their fight, Giselle and Robin, but mainly Giselle, hated Monique and wanted her off the show so badly. So during the winery, they were firing Candace up, kind of like how in this episode, Giselle kept making little side comments to support Mia and pushed at Wendy.
Yeah.
And Candace was antagonizing Monique. They said they were scared of Monique, anti-violence, and no matter what Candace did, Monique should have never touched her. Basically, well, the opposite. But that's the opposite of what they're saying now.
Yeah.
Making Wendy seem like she's antagonizing and getting what she deserves.
But Wendy did not start off antagonizing.
No, and I think Wendy didn't even also really realize what was going on at first. Like, I don't think she thought she had any issue with Peter Thomas.
There is no issue with Peter Thomas. Stop showing up on these reality housewife shows. It's ridiculous. She didn't owe him anything. And I would never want to get into a business with somebody that would go and say, I got beef with her. She didn't call me back. You know what? Go to Wendy and talk to her about it. Don't go talking about it to all the other girls. That was just wrong. That was his way of knowing he could stir the pot and get some airtime, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I'm pretty sure that now my new go-to thing is whenever I get uncomfortable in a situation, I'm going to start singing happy birthday to myself. Happy birthday, to me. Like, Karen killed me this episode. Like, she was so funny.
I love Karen. She looked really pretty too. I liked her little blonde curls.
And then what do you think about her situation with Charisse? Karen says 5 years ago, Charisse had questionable behavior. She hasn't been friends with her since and says that the bridge was burned down. She brings up how Charisse asked her to meet for lunch, but she'd rather get coffee. And then you see them kind of talking about it. And Karen says something that I think you'll know exactly what she means. She goes, you haven't hit up my phone in 5 years. So Charisse has not been on the show. Now she's back. And all of a sudden now she's making an effort with Karen. Why do you think that is, Tamara?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know.
Obviously, because she wants to be back on the show.
Well, of course. Well, she is back on the show in some capacity.
I know, but she probably wants...
She knows there's drama there. So she wants to get involved. She's trying to get, you know, and you saw Karen at the airport when she's like, oh, so happy to see you. And she turns around and like rolls her eyes at the camera.
Like smiles. And they did like even like a little sparkle on
her tooth. That was hilarious. But I mean, clearly she wants to, you know, cause some problems and be relevant is what I'm thinking. I don't know. But didn't she accuse Karen of having a boyfriend or something?
Yeah, like blue eyes or something like that. And then Mia was really bugging me, going back and forth, straddling the fence between Mia telling Karen that she likes Charisse. I mean, Mia telling Karen that she likes Charisse, but she was theatrical about needing accommodations. And Mia says she's siding more on Karen's side and thinks meeting up for lunch would be drama. And then I want the sweet. Mia really was on my last nerve. She
bugged me so bad this episode that every time I saw her face, I'm like, no, go away. Just go away.
I also...
The whole thing about her big deal about her friend needing to borrow stuff. So what? Why? I mean, whatever.
Like, she's really being an asshole to her friend.
She's being an asshole. Like, yes. And her friend says, like, I'm probably your only friend from back in the day. But I'll tell you, if you need to use my deodorant, I don't care if it's a stick, a roll-on, or a spray. I'd let you use it. I don't care.
Yeah, nobody wants to let their friends stink. And not to mention, I feel like she's being a watertight asshole to her friend. It is like beyond.
Does the frog have a what?
Watertight asshole? But I think that the crummy part is that the friend's trying to do her best to break in, meet, like, get to know the other girls. And she's just like kind of like, you know, she brought her on. Yeah. So why not at least, most of the time when people are bringing on a friend, they don't actually really know the person. We know they are like close friends from years and years. She lived with her, you know, like all of it. And it's like, give her a little bit of room to like make a relationship here without shitting on her all the time.
Question.
What?
Do you always wear underwear?
When I wear dresses, yes. But I could do without hearing about everybody's juices and things.
I don't want to hear about, what did she say, something about her juices on her dress or something?
No, she said, I hope nothing seeps out. But this is like a common thing. Like it's, I don't want to hear about it. Like
I cannot not wear underwear.
Well, I don't have underwear on right now because I'm wearing sweatpants.
Well, I'll do that, especially if I'm sleeping. I don't care about that. But if I'm going out, I don't care if it's a dress or unless it's something that has like terrible underwear pants. Lines. Yeah, like it's something. Even then, I have a girlfriend.
No, pants. I'm not a huge underwear proponent. But if I'm wearing a skirt or a dress, 1,000,000%. I'm wearing underwear.
I am too. My girlfriend doesn't ever wear underwear. Even when we go motocross riding, she doesn't wear underwear then. I'm like, ow, how do you wear underwear?
Okay, now we have to ask another question, which was their dinner convo. I think it was about being naked in front of your kids.
No, I'm not naked in front of my kids. I just don't do that. I mean, has my daughter walked in or, I mean, even if I have to like run, my bedroom's on one side, my daughter's on the other, and the laundry room's in the middle. And sometimes like I'll have to run to like the laundry room and get like a towel or something. And I'll be like, I don't know. I just...
Well, see, I'm not with Isabella. I'm very, I make sure that she's never in a situation where she would ever see me naked. But if Slate walks into my bedroom and I'm changing, I'm not.
Well, that's on him. That's on him.
On her.
Slate.
Yeah. If Slate walks into my bedroom and I'm not like flipping out and. Plus, it gives us an opportunity to kind of talk about stuff like puberty, those types of things. Like she's asked me about, you know, tampon, like all of that. So I'm not overly cautious with her. That being said, I don't, I'm not panicked by the idea of Cruz ever seeing me naked, but I also am not wandering around the house naked.
No, I do not wander around the house naked. And if my son, well, he doesn't live at home anymore, but if he did, I would be terrified if he walked in on me or something.
Like, yeah, but he's older also. Cruz is like...
Yeah, weren't some of the girls saying like they're like 14, 15-year-old kids, they just walk around the house? No, I remember seeing my mom naked one time. I don't even remember how elementary school, she was in a changing room and I remember she bent over and her boobies were hanging. And I thought, oh God, no, I don't ever want to see that again.
See, I don't know. Slate's never said anything. I think she's so like, I don't know. She's kind of a free, like whatever free too. So I don't know. Then I guess, anyways,
The pooping. I didn't need to hear that. They could have taken that entire clip out. Talking about pooping and farting in front of your husband.
Oh, well, my question is, do you poop? Well, but now that we're here, do you?
I shut the door when I go to the bathroom.
Right. But some people don't even go poop if their significant other is anywhere in the room, like anything.
Oh, no. If I have to go, I'll go. I don't really care. He, on the other hand, will leave the door open while he's pooping and I get grossed out. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to see it.
Edwin does not leave the door open, but he sometimes will toot. And it has slipped out sometimes when I sneeze.
Yeah, it happens.
But
guess what? People fart.
Yeah, people do fart. But Cherie said she never has.
I've had friends like that too. Never, ever have their husbands heard. I'm like, oh, whatever. You're a better girl than me. Cause sometimes it just happens. I mean, I wouldn't force it out in front of them. Definitely not.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so then we get to the drink throwing and everything. I don't know how Karen missed it. Then Karen gets up, has Ashley sit there. Then Karen wants to come back to the space. What did you think about Robin continuing to video it all?
I was going to ask you about that. It was kind of annoying to watch her do that. And then the whole thing about the TMZ and how they were playing it as if she was TMZ. I mean, creative, yes. But we've had that happen on the show one time. We were in Ireland and something happened off camera in the hallway. And one of the cast members got their phone out and started recording the other person having a meltdown. And I thought, oh, it's kind of an asshole move.
Well, here's where I could here's the thing. If Robin wasn't so against what happened with Monique and Candace, when so, you know, wanting Monique off, then I would have thought that it wasn't a time to like joke and make a video of something like that potentially going down. I mean, security gets involved. What I did find interesting, though, is when the security guard was taking Mia out of the situation, when she started to get up and, you know, come at Wendy, the security guard didn't really say anything to her. He just like kind of stood there to make sure it was okay.
Right. But when he
took Wendy away,
he's like, you're better than this.
You're better than this. Don't let her get to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I mean, I think it's pretty telling, but know what I had never seen before at the end of the episode. Did you catch this?
The disclaimer. Yes. And yes. So this is where, is it John Hopkins? What is it?
Johns Hopkins University.
Yeah. So isn't that where
Wendy
works, right?
Well, I don't know if she was a professor or is a professor there, but she said at the table, she said, I am, you know, maybe something along the lines of like, I'm one of the only women at, right, you know, that's a professor at Johns Hopkins. So I'm assuming it must have become a thing, because then at the end, if you stayed watching, which I had to watch twice because I watched the first time earlier because I needed it for Watch What Happens Live. And then I just had to rewatch again last night. And when I rewatched, it said the Johns Hopkins University has no involvement with the Real Housewives of Potomac. And
they must have gotten upset.
For sure. Or they're just covering their butts. You know,
actually, they couldn't get upset because they hadn't seen it. It hadn't been aired yet. Sometimes, have you ever seen it where they air it? Then somebody like them will call in and say, we do not want to be associated with this. Then they'll put a disclaimer. But it was there from the very beginning.
Maybe now, they just knew. Maybe Wendy realized. I mean, we have absolutely no idea. But we're speculating.
Just guessing. It was just really weird. You don't really see things like that, you know, in the past.
But it can't be good. I mean, even remember Whitney's husband got fired because he had that paint scene.
Yeah, go on a reality show. It's so awesome. You can get fired from your job. You can get canceled live.
But also, all of you can get sued. Your husbands to get you your flights home. This is what I don't get.
I would have done that. I would have said, get my flight. Get me out of here.
No. Are you kidding me? If I was in the middle of a fight with somebody and I called Edwin and I was like, hey, can you book my flight for me home? Like, I can book my own damn flight if I'm really in that big of a rush. And let's be clear. No one, including me or you, is going to pay for their own flight home.
I know. I might call. If I was really upset, I might call him. But I don't think she had any reason to be upset. She started the fight. Then she calls her husband and plays a victim. And I wanted to pour a drink on her head through my TV.
No, I agree. I thought it was completely irritating. And I don't think that I don't think that Wendy had any reason she needed to let Peter Thomas know.
No.
She was coming to Miami.
No, she didn't. And it's just mind blowing. It's like almost like Mia had this little, her and Peter had this little trinket. And she's like, okay, we're going to go after her about this. And it's like, she didn't owe him a call.
Feel like more is going to come out about this relationship between Peter Thomas and Mia. Like, I don't know what exactly, but like, I feel like things are I feel like they're both working too hard. And then also, Charisse, now is not the time to talk about wanting to do your champagne.
Oh, champagne, but I know. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, this is where I thought that although Mia did start it, I feel like Wendy ended it by calling her a crater face bitch. And well, I think when you go after somebody's looks and things like that, that's when it just gets like, okay, you just took it way too far.
Are you kidding me? You guys all love Candace, and that's all she does is talk about people's looks.
True.
Listen, forehead. Listen, butt. Listen,
ankles.
Ankle. Like, this is what they do on this show. Like, this is what.
Well, I don't like that. And I don't like that she does it either. But it's like, you know what?
You're okay with somebody saying their husband's having affairs.
I don't like the body shaming stuff. I don't know. I just don't like the body shame stuff.
I don't like it either, but Wendy's been body shamed for this entire thing since ever she had
her surgery. Okay.
They're all in the wrong for doing it. They all do it to each other. So it's
but I felt bad for Wendy up until because she just really was like, because Mia was so mean to her and throwing the drink in her face. All she did was like pull back. She didn't like, I would have probably got up and gotten her face. And Mia's face, or I would get up and look into Mia's face. I'd have to look up because she's so tall. But, and then when Wendy, when she did that, said about her husband's going to fucking other women and men and all. It got ugly.
But this is where I think there's it was out of context. Not out of context. This is where I think things were getting confused. Mia took it as Wendy saying her husband was hooking up with men and women. I took it as watching that Wendy was accusing Mia and her husband of stepping out. I don't think she was solely going after G. I think she was going after them as a couple.
Yeah, like, I guess you could take it anyway, but who really knows?
Remember, G and Mia's relationship started. He was married, right?
Right,
and he was out in the open.
We're in Miami. Yeah,
We have to blow through the fan thoughts, and we haven't gotten to Salt Lake City yet.
Okay. Total setup with Peter, right? Do you think it was a setup? I do think it was a setup. I think it was ridiculous. I don't think that Wendy owed him 1 ounce of a phone call. And Peter, you are unprofessional.
Peter, just stop. Just, like, and you know what? Wendy, don't go into business with Peter either.
No.
Let's just end this. The next one was Wendy is about to lose her prestigious John Hopkins job for sure. I don't know about that. They also haven't really shown us much of that this season. We've seen more candles, restaurant, home life. They all like to continue talking about that Wendy doesn't have money. Even they threw it like in with Charisse. Like, I bet Charisse's checks would clear.
Right.
So that seems to be a common dig.
Okay. Well, so this viewer thought that Mia was immediately embarrassed. Not okay, but Wendy takes no responsibility. Wendy threw some jabs at her, but this was Mia. I take it all the way back to talking to Peter on the phone and bringing up the fact to all the girls that he's got beef with her and then getting it out in the open and then trying to make a big deal about how she didn't call and throwing the drink on her face. I don't blame Wendy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't either. Robin and Giselle are hypocrites, and Mia was way out of line. I think Robin and Giselle just were clouded by how much they don't like Wendy. And so
that was clear.
Yeah. So that, I don't think that anyone could say that Mia was in line there. So let's take a little break, and we come back and we talk all things Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tyler Florence.
And I'm Wells Adams. We're the hosts of the new podcast, Two Dudes in the Kitchen. And you might be asking yourself, why do these guys have a podcast?
Because we love food.
Yep.
You and I have known each other for a while. We got a chance to cook together on television on Food Network back in the day. And I got to tell you, there's no two better guys or more equipped to take you guys on a journey through the kitchen. It's all about great recipes. It's all about connecting with fantastic techniques and having a great time while you're doing it. This is a podcast for you to call in into, give us your feedback, and we're here to answer your questions, kind of get those kitchen burners fired up.
I got a lot of questions just because I'm not nearly as good of a chef as you are, so I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions, and you guys out there can ask them as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot, and you know what? Most importantly, we're going to eat good.
We're going to eat good, man. Eat good in the neighborhood, man. We're here for you.
Listen to Two Dudes in a Kitchen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin 4 days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back to talk Salt Lake City, and I have a question.
Yep.
Do you think it's mandatory for everyone that works on the crew of Salt Lake City to know how to ski? because like what kind of coordination? Like
They might do it from a snowmobile. They might do it like we have, I'm sure you've done this before too. Like when we've been in the ocean, there's like certain camera guys will come in their scuba gear and whatever, and their underwater cameras. True. Like these camera guys do their jobs are insane.
I guess I've never
weather and conditions and all that stuff is.
Cause I mean, even Jen Shaw, like flipping over that little cliff right after she said in her confessional that she had found the perfect combination of like trauma, whatever it was.
Anxiety medication. Pills. Yeah. I thought that was funny. I'll tell you, as much as she's a nut, she's funny. It's funny. And I feel like when she's gone from the show, it's going to be a void, just like with Mary Cosby.
Yeah. Well, I agree. There is going to be a void. Do you think she's even going to be at the reunion?
No, I heard she's not going to be at the reunion.
Yeah. So I feel like things
I heard that there's possibly a one-on-one sit down on Watch What Happens Live. So I don't know.
With Diane Sawyer.
Yeah. It's actually on Two Pussies in a Pod, and it's with Teddy Walters.
I don't get what she's that upset about us for saying or doing. I mean, for starters.
Well, here's the thing. I actually have the saved live from when she came into our room. When she walked in, she sat down to glam. She started introducing us to her bodyguard, her jeweler, the two girls in jewelry.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about, but like.
And her therapist. So it's like.
There was at least 12 other housewives in there that all saw it. We have group photos, like it's everywhere.
When I talked about it on the carpet, I came from a place of we had fun. She was fun. She was funny. She was out there. We had an Instagram live. I wasn't dissing her or putting her down in any way.
The part that she's embarrassed about is that she knows she was not invited to BravoCon and she showed up. And I think
she should be embarrassed of showing up when you're not invited. That's not our problem.
Correct.
That's her problem.
Right. So don't blame. But that's who she is. This is also someone who we are still watching a season where Jen and her husband are both pretending like she's innocent. And now she's pleading guilty. And I'm still not over the fact that Jen is, you know, so upset that Angie, I mean, granted, I don't like Angie Harrington particularly on this show. Like it's hard. She's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Or Chris Harrington, which did you notice he was not at the husband's event? He was probably busy.
Oh my God, I didn't notice that.
Sitting on his elf on a shelf creating finstas. But like, I also don't need to see that. And I don't want to see Coach giving motivational speeches right now.
Coach is just so lovable. There's just something about him that is so lovable. He's so soft-spoken, you know, just, I don't know. I really do like him.
But I also want to know, and this is not an original idea. This was something that I saw on Twitter, which was, why was there an entire season and a half at least grilling Erica about every single detail in regards to Tom Girardi? And we have now not gotten one real question about what's going on with Jen Shaw.
Right. But I feel like Erica's details were really put in the press. There was so many.
And Jen Shaw's aren't?
No, we don't really know a lot of details about Jen Shaw. I haven't read a lot of like specific details. Like with Erica, there was a lot of things like, you know, the victims, the plane crashes, the money that was taken. So I just feel like there's way more information out there about Erica's situation than there is Jen. All we know is she had some kind of telemarketing thing. She supposedly took money from elderly people. That's all I know about it.
Right, but how much else? But that's my question. Don't you think that some of these women would be curious? Like, I'm more curious about that. I mean, then freaking Heather's choir.
I can't anymore with the choir. I'm sorry. I can't. It's really killing the vibe of the show. And why is Whitney in on this Mormon hymns or hymns, is that what they're called? For when she just is so desperately trying to get out of the Mormon church. Why does she want to participate in this?
Hearing Heather continue to say she doesn't remember much, I'm like, well, you remember how to try to manipulate the audience? Because she's trying to give us these different storylines, but like, let's just actually talk about you. What's going on with you? Obviously, something's going on.
Well, so, I think the best part of the episode is Lisa and Heather talking over the
Oh, we also got a DM that Lisa Barlow's version of Away in a Manger was in fact the LDS version. So that was not just us guessing. That is correct.
Oh, there's an LDS version. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I like Deanna.
Yeah, I don't mind her, but we don't get any info on her. She's
Yeah, I didn't even know she was I didn't even know she was a friend until I had to ask.
But why did it take three people to cut a lemon? Did you see that?
I did see that. Three hands. How about how Myra sounds exactly like Meredith?
They're robots.
They're robots. They talk in a very slow way.
I can guarantee that when we cut them open, there would just be a robotic.
Very robotic.
And I know we're all over the place. What about when we saw Meredith's husband and Seth and Lisa Barlow's husband?
And John talking?
It was so awkward.
I know. At the bro barbecue, south to your mouth.
No, I didn't want any of it. I didn't want any of it. Know what else I didn't want?
They look so uncomfortable talking. That's the worst part. It's like, okay, bro, I think the producers are making us do this. Let's go outside, you know? Oh, it's a lovely day out. You see snow on the ground. Oh, it's really pretty. Bro, your wife talks shit about me. Yeah, what you gonna do?
Wife said that my wife's cheating on me. Yeah. I mean, and then they pan to his confessional and he's like, yeah, there's a lot of things we need to discuss. And then he doesn't have anything to say. But then also, why does Seth have to make everything sexual? Even the meat thing.
Anything. It's getting hot in here.
Like, stop.
Stop,
I can't.
Seth, with you and your taint, Seth.
Seth, I don't want to hear about you or your taint. I also am confused why Jen and Angie were filming outside of a Holiday Inn pool to invite everybody.
Oh my God. I know when they put up their little backdrop with their tropical stuff.
It did not look fabulous at all.
And then it's like this, I want a real turnip vacation. We're going to San Diego. Yay. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, I'm telling you, if we can just go to San Diego so we can stop talking about this damn choir shit, because it is just, who in their right mind thought that this was a good idea? But does it get better?
I don't know. But then we saw the mid-season trailer, which is when we get to the dramatics of Heather's black eye. Dana, who it appears that she was not, you know, Jen said she was not inviting her on the trip because she was talking shit or whatever.
Right.
But then I can't tell if where we see Dana kind of arguing with her is on that trip or it's just going to be.
Of course she's on that trip. She's not invited. Okay. Well, I'm going to bring her anyways. Why are you here? I already see it coming.
But I know on our group text, there's a lot of, you know, people back and forth, like saying, I don't love Salt Lake as much this season. And it's only because we're only basing it off of Potomac, which is so much that then.
Yeah. I still like Salt Lake City. I'm not liking this choir thing. It's just.
Here's the thing. I feel like Heather, and I think this happens sometimes when you are. You know, you have a couple good seasons and you think that, you know, you're getting good reception here. We liked Heather when we met her in person. She was fun.
She's all great. Those things.
But I think sometimes you get in your own head about what it is you want to do moving forward. And I think she already had it in her head that she was having issues with Whitney. So she started icing her out. But then the problem is she's trying to make up these other scenarios.
Well, the thing is, when you throw somebody out of your house, and then when Whitney walks into her choir practice, she's like, oh, Whitney, I didn't know if you were going to show up. And then she acts like she totally forgot she threw her out of the house.
Yeah. You when she talked her on the phone, that. She goes, oh, I forgot. But
no,
then
there's no forgetting that.
Somebody does say something. Maybe it was even Jen Shaw said something along the lines of like, something is going on with Heather. We got to get to the bottom of it. Like not talking about whatever's going on with her. So maybe that's what we are getting to at the end of the season. Like maybe we're going to figure that out, but.
Yeah. But this whole lot of, I forgot. I mean, I will tell you after just coming off of filming, there's a lot of stuff that does go down and you do forget some things because most of all, it's just not shit that you really care about that sticks in your head. So you,
but if you
forget.
Push somebody out of your house, this was not exactly a drunken situation. They were sitting there in the middle of the day talking, or not, I don't know if it was the middle of the day, but they were just sitting there on the couch chatting. It wasn't like they were raging all night and she doesn't remember something.
Well, that whole scene just reminding, just made it feel like Heather did not want to be called out. And she didn't know what to do. And she's just like, was trying to dismiss her and you need to leave and goodbye. I'm done. Cause she knew she was looking bad.
Yeah. But the fan thoughts do agree. Heather literally has no storyline, not a fan this season. Heather's definitely not remembering on purpose. I love her, but it's a bit much.
Yeah. Starting to get predictable. Who's not talking to whom and why?
Can we talk about Meredith having nothing but drinks in her fridge? That is true. Why did she have so many? Why do you need that many sparkling water?
I have a fridge drink. It's not packed with water. A fridge drink. Anyways, yeah. But it's like in my pantry and I just put mostly drinks in there and you do too. I have the same situation. You have the pantry with the.
I do, but this was like in her main kitchen area, right?
Was it? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
remember that's all she right does next is to drink the water.
And also, if somebody offers me a drink, I'm assuming it's a glass of wine.
Right. Well, somebody did not like the housewife segment. Housewives, not house husbands. Nobody wants to see the men.
I personally didn't like it either. I was bored.
Can we sing some Mormon songs now? Well, Teddy, may God be with you until we meet again.
See you soon, Tam. Bye, guys.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to Season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.